Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke weed every day. Pick up a copy around Vancouver or fuck with Discorder online at discorder.ca. Ladies and gentlemen, you are now tuned into the sounds of Discorder.
1, 2, 3, Android, are you ready? Come on, are you ready?
Hey, this is Wade.
And I'm Matt.
And this is Discorder Radio.
We're the on-air baby of Discorder Magazine, your Vancouver indie music monthly.
You're listening to Discorder Radio,
CITR.
CITR 101.9 FM.
Tune in every Tuesday for live interviews, music from the hottest local artists, and good times. It's 5 o'clock Tuesday. It's time for Discorder Radio. Tuesday, May 2nd, first show of May, second day of the month, three of us here in studio for a full hour of Vancouver Indie Power. Kicking off today is an artist who played live in studio yesterday here at CITR, Louise Burns, Hysteria, Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. That was Louise Burns. No, the song is not called America. It is called Hysteria. But yes, she was here live at CITR yesterday, playing in our little fishbowl studio. And welcome to Discorder Radio, folks. It's Wade here along with Double D and Double M. Hi, Dora.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Yeah, speaking of doubles, your double is here today as well.
Yeah.
I was thrown for a loop.
My identical twin has moved in with me, and I think my roommates are a little more freaked out than you are.
Wow. And you guys even have the same haircut, too.
Yeah, that was first, as soon as she got to Vancouver, I Vancouverized her, gave her the blunt cut. Shoulder length. We went into a coffee shop and the woman was like, oh, you look exactly like three women who have come in here earlier today, which felt good.
Nice. She's fitting right in.
Oh, totally.
Well done. I was going to say well done, big sis, but no, you're officially little sis by 19 minutes, is it?
Yeah. Good memory.
Nice. All right. Well, let's remember to transition now into the next portion of the show, which is the charts. Funny, we heard Louise Burns off the top. She was number one for a couple weeks earlier this year with the Young Mopes album, but we've got a brand new top five right now, so let's start counting them down.
All right, so at number five, we have Sneaks, hashtag, with It's a Myth off of Merge.
Nice. Number four is Birthday Bitch with 26, that's self-released.
Then High Plains with Cinderland off of Cranky.
Number two this week, Sarah DeVacci with All My Circles Run off of Students of Decay.
And at number one, one of my favorite bands, Pale Red's Soft Opening. It was self-released, and I actually featured them in Discorder a couple months ago. We're going to be playing Camera off of that album on CITR 101.9 FM.
Right into the camera. Right into
This is Chelsea on 101.9 Discorder Radio, CITR. Woo! Nailed it.
We are back on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. That was a bit of a Camera double shot. Camera from Pale Red, number one album this week on CITR. Back at number one after being number five last week. And Chersey, brand new single out. There you heard it right there. That was called Camera. Okay, so now we are at the point of the show, the point of the month, where we are going to bring in our favorite editor and C, Britt B.
Hi, I'm here already. You're not even bringing me in. I'm right
here. We brought her in.
You brought me in.
Yes, and now she's going to bring it for us. You're going to bring your A game, hopefully.
My A-plus game, always.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, happy May.
You too, yeah.
And happy congrats on putting out another great-looking issue. A very different-looking cover than we've seen recently with the illustration on the
front? Yeah, it's the first illustration that we've had in a long time. Bryce Espinal I don't actually know how to say his last name, and Bryce, if I butchered it, I'm sorry, but he drew this incredible cover, and the blue color and the kind of push to get that drawing on the cover was the art director, Ricky Castaneto.
Very nice. And it seemed like when you walked in today wearing your blue jacket, you actually looked a lot like the illustration in terms of the color scheme you were going with today.
I can't believe you haven't noticed this before, but I always match the new issue.
I thought maybe it was kind of a coincidence, but no, now you're telling me it's a conscious choice.
This has been since like the dawn of time.
I kind of like
the idea that I walk in, and I also have like a lot of jackets, so... I like to match the new issue in solidarity with the issue.
Remind me to get a picture of you with the jacket on. We can add in our little post-show wrap-up.
That can be done, yes.
Nice. Well, let's launch into it. So why do we have an illustration on the cover? What's the specific reference that's happening this month?
We have this illustration on the cover to accompany an article on Kunderground Newsstand, which is this sort of beautiful DIY installation project created by Stéphane Bernard to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the Georgia Strait, I believe is that. Yep.
Georgia Strait.
I don't know if it's 50 years. Yeah.
50 years, and it's the only indie publication that has been around that long.
Yeah, well, it's not the Georgia Strait that's been around that long. I'm looking at the article now, and my brain is fried, but it's to celebrate like 50 years of publishing in Canada. So
yes.
There is a highlight on the Georgia Strait with a bunch of archived issues that are going to be available to check out at the newsstand, but also a whole bunch of other publications, offshoots of writers that went on to found and write for the Georgia Strait, and some vintage Discorders in there too.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. So where is the exhibit? When is it? How can we see it?
Yeah, so it opens this Friday between 4 and 7 p.m., and it's going to be at number 8 East Cordova Street. Essentially what it is sort of like a library modeled after some libraries that you find in Japan, which is essentially you give one fee, it's a $10 donation in this case, and then you're welcome to come back to the library at any point and look through the issues and peruse it. So it's like having a membership at a gallery, if you will, but a membership at this newsstand, and it runs until May 22nd.
Nice. So you got a good... 2.5 weeks to check it out.
Mm-hmm. And it's on page 4 of the new issue of Discord. I realize I did kind of a shoddy job of describing what it was, but you can read more about it. The organizers interviewed by Eli Teed.
Awesome. Well, why don't we play a track right now that honors Vancouver's indie publishing past, and then we'll come back, we'll chat a little more about what else is going on in the issue.
Cool.
Okay. In the spirit of...
Punk. In the spirit of punk.
Sure. Okay. In the spirit of punk and indie Vancouver. And a theme we're going to hear later in the show, celebrating the Canada Centennial. This is O Canada by the Subhumans on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
Now what you gonna do? You spend all your money on a so fucking dumb. You stupid cowboy. You ain't got no job. You can't pay the rent. And now we're paying interest on the money we've been left. Oh, Canada, what's wrong with you? You better wake up. So what you gonna do?
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM, O Canada, by Subhumans. And we are in conversation with editor-in-chief of Discord Magazine, Britt Bachman, talking about the brand new May issue just out. Got that classic new magazine smell.
Yeah, and we mention it every month, but it is very dominating. Like, you walk into the station, and it definitely, it smells like Discorder in here in a big way.
It's an exciting
has
time.
A smell, this new print smell. It's great.
It's always exciting when the new issue comes out and we get a chance to chat with you. And we get you early in the month. I think back in March, we didn't get you until the 25th or something. So it's good to see we've got you right at the beginning of the month.
Well, I'm here every week, so.
Yeah, well, I don't know what happened in March, but glad we're on top of we're on the ball here for May. Okay, so what else we have going? I mean, this issue, we're expanding. We're not just covering what's happening in local music these days. We're really the spectrum of what Discorder is covering these days is getting a lot more. Is it going to be a much wider spectrum? Tell me a bit about. We've got an article here on page 8 on Ahmad Danny Ramadan.
Danny is a locally based author now. He is Syrian, and his book, The Clothesline Swing, launches this week on Nightwood Editions. And it is a work of fiction. It is a novel, but it definitely takes some cues from some anecdotes, I would say, of Danny's life in Syria as a gay man. And the book features two protagonists and kind of talks about their stories of falling in love in Syria and then immigrating to the West End, growing older, and what that looks like, kind of revisiting their memories over time. It's a really stunning book. It's a stunning book. I got an advanced copy, which I was really excited to do. Talking to Danny about it was just a really great experience. He has a lot to say about his book, obviously, and about his experience, about bringing other refugees over to Canada, and just really talking about his culture, which isn't always well represented in media.
What was the most surprising thing that you took away from the interview with Danny? What did you learn from the experience?
Well, I learned a lot. Danny and I are pretty close in age, but very different in experiences. I did ask him what could Canadians be doing better to welcome Syrians, to be a little bit more empathetic towards what they're going through, recognizing that these are not just refugees. These are people who are, as he points out, artists, lawyers, storytellers, people with lives that were suddenly uprooted. And there was one thing that he mentioned that didn't make it into the article. But he mentioned that there are culinary tools to make Syrian food. You know, there's this special type of wand that takes the guts out of zucchini that helps them make it helps to make this really great Syrian dish. And I looked it up afterwards. And just the simplest little things like that. So it's one thing extending money or resources, but it's not really connecting with the culture of the Syrian people that are coming here. And just the simplest things like being able to learn how to say hello in Arabic or being able to provide a tool to take the guts out of zucchini could be, you know, it's more than just a gesture. It's a small gesture that it goes a long way, I suppose.
Nice, nice. Now, you told me off air you didn't learn how to say hello in Arabic, but we did learn that in the scripture, Danny's English translation of that would mean, in Arabic, they say, heaven without people is not even worth stepping into.
Yes, and he mentions that in reference to being able to bring over a lot of his friends over to Canada, since all this turmoil has really taken a head.
Nice. Well, on the heels of playing a song called O Canada and being very proud of what Canada is doing to welcome in all these refugees from Syria, we're going to play a song now that that Danny was suggesting to you.
Yes.
With, and there was a bit of a, there was a connection to a famous North American artist. You want to?
Yes. Well, the artist is Asala, and Danny sort of jokingly said that it was in. So the Syrian version of Cher, if you will. She's really huge. She's based out of Egypt mostly now, just because she had to move there. But she is an incredible Syrian musician.
Awesome. So here we go for probably the most non-Discorder radio sounding song we've played thus far on the show. Asala with the track Tarkriban Ana, right here on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
Welcome back to Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. That was Asala Nesri with Takriba and Anna. She is the Cher of Syria, featured in this month's Discord Radio, yes. Discord Magazine.
And speaking of Cher, thanks to Britt Bachman for coming and sharing her great knowledge about to all the up-and-coming things that are happening this week in Vancouver, both music and non-music related. Of course, you can pick up your Discord Magazine all over Vancouver, 150 locations, 8,000 copies. And that Kunder World sounds really cool exhibit to check out as well.
Oh, yeah. Totally. Yeah. One of the things that is happening in the city is the Shrouded Amps tape release with Sleuth, Flyball, and Be Afraid. That's this Friday from 5 to 12 at the Toast Collective.
One of many. There's like, I feel like there's about a half dozen shows happening this Friday.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out what I was going to do, and I was. It just felt like every single thing I committed to was a sacrifice to like three other things. Mm. It's going to be very action-packed. But I'm excited.
Are you? How many of these shows are you going to be going to this weekend?
I'm trying to make it to three.
Yeah.
We'll see. I don't know.
Are you going to go to this one?
Probably.
Okay. So yeah, once again, it's the Shrouded Amps tape release with Sleuth, Flyball, and Be Afraid. And we are going to play a couple of those artists right now. We're going to kick it off with Shrouded Amps, followed by Sleuth, and come back and chat about some other cool things happening in town.
As one does on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
Support for CITR comes from Bumbershoot Music and Arts Festival, Labor Day weekend, September 1st through the 3rd at the Seattle Center, including performances by Haim, Solange, The Roots, Spoon, and more. Tickets available now at bumbershoot.com.
LGBTQ2I Night is a positive space for folks to learn about bike maintenance in a relaxed environment led by queer mechanics and volunteers. It takes place on the fourth Wednesday of every month at the Bike Kitchen on UBC's campus. Bring your own bike and fix them with our tools, come with questions and ask away, or learn by watching other folks work on their bikes. Beginners are always welcome. This event is entirely free to attend and there will be free pizza. For more information, visit bikecoop.ca.
What? What's up? This is Kid Koala. You're listening to Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Keep it locked.
Hey, and welcome back to Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. That was Sleuth with The Rules for Hearts playing this week, or today, no, this Friday, at the Toes Collective at the Shrouded Amps tape release alongside Flyball and Be Afraid. It's going to be a great time. Also happening for a while, I think it's from like the 6th to the 21st.
It also starts this Friday. Well, yeah.
Again, this Friday is so much is going on. If you got FOMO, you're in trouble.
But the Emily Carr kind of like graduation appreciation show is happening for a couple weeks at Emily Carr while it's still on Granville Island. I think they're probably moving almost as soon as the show is over.
This will be the final exhibition at the Granville Island campus. It goes for a couple of weeks until the 21st from 4 p.m. till 9:30.
It's totally free.
Yes.
And then they have this Sunday, a film and video showcase that's happening alongside the like more traditional, I guess, like physical art that is happening at the campus all week.
Mm-hmm. And please note, due to mature content, some screenings are not suitable for children.
Very good content warning.
Something else not suitable for children will be the after party happening on Friday night after the launch. It's going to be at Celebrities on Davie Street, featuring a whole slew of Vancouver artists, including Dumb, Kim Gray, Birthday Bitch, and Bored Decor, along with some local DJs, including Genie and MGH, a.k.a. My Gay Husband, the classic UBC block party house DJ for all of our block party and barbecue days. So we're going to play one of those artists right now, Bored Decor, as a shout to the Emily Carr final exhibition on Granville Island and their after party. So this is a track called The Sound by Bored Decor, right here, Discord Radio, CITR, 101.9 FM.
Hello again, and welcome back to Discord Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. That was The Sound by Bordacore playing this Friday at the Emily Carr After Parties at Celebrities. It's going to be a great day, great night. We're just going to mention a few events that we don't really have time to fully feature. First is the Prism Spring Launch Party. That's happening this Friday at the Lost and Found Cafe with poetry friends, publication friends. Poetry is Dead Magazine, Room Magazine, Sad Mag, and Rice Paper with Micah Leminski, Celine Chuang, Hiromi Goto, Kyla Jameson, Megan Jones, and Mallory Tater all doing readings. It's totally free. It's going to be a lot of fun. Everyone should go.
Nice. Also on Friday is going to be Casey Way's Art Rock question mark. Is making its debut on the road in Nanaimo. Usually it is the second Tuesday of the month. But no, for this this installment, they're moving to Nanaimo for one night at the Black Dot on Church Street. And this special edition of Art Rock features Crotch, D.S. Laurie, and By House.
Keeping in line with the location switch up theme, we're just gonna give a shout out to Whistler. Heavy Trip, The Magic Circle, Dopey's Robe, and Yawn are all playing at a show at Garfinkel's Whistler on the Mountain, which should be pretty fun.
Nice. On Thursday at the Biltmore, Leif Volebeck, a Montreal singer-songwriter who's a self-described graduate of the Bob Dylan School of Songwriting, he'll be at the Biltmore on May 4th. And now a show we're going to feature some music from. Blessed has an EP release. They're playing with Dead Soft, Joe Past, and Mittens, all regulars on the Vancouver concert calendar. Their new 12-inch was just released through Kingfisher Blues and Cointoss Records. They got a tour kickoff and release party happening this Saturday at the 333. So let's give them a nod right now, and we will play this track. From Blessed. The track is called Headache. The artist of Blessed. And the station is Discord Radio, CITR, 101.9 FM. Oh, yeah.
This is Beardy Man, and you're listening to Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
Jickling of Sarah Jickling and her Good Bad Luck, and you are listening to Discorder Radio on CITR.
Right.
and welcome back to Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. We just played Passive, The Mind Is Not a... Oh, no, we just played Crumb, Golden Veil, and just before that, we played Passive, The Mind Is Not a Temple. Both are playing at Blechleb this weekend, Crumb on Friday, Passive on Saturday, with a bunch of other awesome local Vancouver bands. We have an expect, though, so I'm going to let Wade take over for the end.
Sure, sure. Okay, well, thank you very much, Dora. Today is May 2nd. Believe it or not, hockey fans, it was 50 years ago today that the Maple Leafs, the Toronto Maple Leafs, won their last Stanley Cup. For years, people have joked about how bad the Maple Leafs are, but the drought has officially reached 50 years as of today.
That stings.
It does. It does. But it's also in line with another great anniversary that 50 years ago this week, Expo 67 opened in Montreal. So it was a big week for both Toronto and Montreal. We're celebrating here in Vancouver. And we're going to close off the show today with a song called Canada by the Young Canadians, written by a guy called Bobby Gimby. This is also known as the Centennial Song. But this is something really interesting. I was doing a bit of research into this track and where it was on the Billboard charts. So on the Canadian Billboard charts in 1967, this song, the Centennial Song, was number 41 on the Canada Billboard charts. 40 songs were ahead of it on the charts that were all by non-Canadians. And it was the only Canadian song in the top 100.
Oh, cool.
Well, it's you're going to hear it. It's just a novelty track. So basically, 99 tracks out of 100 that were in the Canada top 10 were not Canadian. And it was right around the time of Expo 67, our centennial, that Canada got a lot more pride in terms of Canadian arts and culture. We enlisted some CanCon laws. Thank you very much, Pierre Elliott Trudeau. And here we are 50 years later. And if you look at the Billboard charts last year, the top 100, we had 14 in the top 41.